just saw you Saturday on Memory Lane. Good to see you again on a Tuesday. How are you?
Yes, good to see you as well. I'm doing well.
As always, talking about a number of different things the city is going through. We know we've talked a lot about jobs. We talked about a lot of job training. We talked about education. But a big day tomorrow for education, the next step for a lot of seniors.
Yes, it's National College Signing Day. And it's something that First Lady Michelle Obama started when she was First Lady, where on May 1st, every year they do this national sort of signing day where all the college students, and as a city, we highlight our college students that are reaching higher. Whether you're going to college or going into a vocational career or into the military, we just want to encourage them to reach higher and to do more when they graduate from high school. And so we're asking everyone in our city to join in with us. They'll see on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, us pushing out our high school seniors, talking about where they're going to college at, or if they're going into the military or into a career. And we're all asking our citizens to wear their paraphernalia. So if you've been in the military, or you've gone to college, or you're working, take a picture, put it up on social media, hashtag reach higher, and just really push it out for us so that we can encourage our young people.
Now, which shirt are you going to wear tomorrow? Because I know you've gone to, was it John Jay?
John Jay. I'm wearing John Jay tomorrow.
Okay.
And I also attended Albany Law School, but I'm repping John Jay tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a Rockport one, but the problem is my dog ate my Rockport shirt. So I have to find the Rockport sweater somewhere in my household. I think my daughter took it. I don't know where it is, but it's somewhere. I got a sweatshirt with Rockport on it, so I'm still going to represent, but I got 24 hours to find this sweatshirt.
Or you could just go buy another one.
I got 24 hours to buy this. I could
Rockport
get a new one.
Rockport is not that far.
But I was showing the mayor how the dog ate my shirt, and well, you know, the shirt is gone, and the dog is still around. So
yes. You should have left the shirt. Okay. Laying around. You know, right. Beverly had a field day, but it, you know.
A field day.
She's ready to go to Brockport.
Yeah. She loved it a little bit too much. So I might just go over to the shop and get a brand new one. But, you know, for those of you who went to college, it doesn't matter what college either. It doesn't matter if it was here or if it was far away.
It doesn't matter which college you went to, or if you just went straight into career or into the military. Take a picture of what you're doing now and just encourage our young people to reach higher. And like we said, it's hashtag reach higher, hashtag better make room, and hashtag rock together.
I always love that. One thing about social media that has been done the last few years is this. I don't even know these kids, and I feel happy for them because they're starting a new chapter. Mm-hmm. When you go to the next level of education, you're starting you're moving out of high school, going into the semi-adult area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I needed those 4 years to grow as a person. I'm not sure about you, but I needed those 4 years to be away from home, sort of learn on my own, make mistakes on my own, you know, regroup, live life. It's an exciting time for them, so it should be a lot of fun tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. And the kids are so excited when we come and take pictures. And it's from high schools all over the county. So we're not just doing City of Rochester. We're mm-hmm. doing actually private schools and schools from all over the county. But even if we weren't able to come to your school and take a photo, please, you know, if you're listening or your student is listening, have them write on a piece of paper where they're going and encourage them to reach higher.
And hold it up like a little sign or something like that.
Yeah, yes.
I think my mom's got the acceptance letter somewhere. Somewhere, I don't know. I have better luck finding that than I would my sweatshirt. But it is what it is. And I know you're big on education. I know not only from City School District, we already talked a bit about that, but beyond that as well, not just even stopping at your bachelor's degree, if you want to continue on and get a law degree or a medical degree or any other degree to help out.
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many different professions that you can go into. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we also highlight the fact that, you know, we need people to return to our community when we're talking about in either, you know, medicine or law or manufacturing or anything. We need them to come back home to Rochester. We want them to choose Rochester. That's why we're doing what we're doing here and trying to prepare a city for our young people to come back and lead. But it's not just about going to college as well. Many people become entrepreneurs. They start their own businesses. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to highlight that. If you're starting your own business or going in into a different career, just please just tell us all about it. We want to highlight it tomorrow on National Signing Day.
Always a great day too. And looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing the young people, you know, accept that, take this next journey with them and photos going forward. Great job with the NFL pick though. I saw that. I saw, for people that may have missed that, you made the Bills, was it like 6th round pick or 7th round pick?
6th round.
6th round pick on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it was good because you had all representation there, the city, the young kids there. It was just it's a great moment.
The shirts were amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that Rochester had an NFL team, right? So
You didn't either.
Well, we used to have it. I knew we had an NBA team.
Right.
Uh-huh. I'm like, what happened? Like, we make these decisions of what happened? What happened to our teams, yeah, right? And so when the NFL called and requested that we do this, we're like, absolutely. But where did they play? On Jefferson Avenue. Like,
wow.
I cannot believe it. So having the students there from the different high schools from all over the city, the cheerleaders, and they were excited. We had a student from the Golisano Children's Hospital suffering with cancer was there as well. And Daryl Talley. It was just really exciting to highlight our history, but to just really reflect on our great future that we're going to have with our kids. And they were called the Jeffersons.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't Georgia Wheezy then, though.
But it was
awesome to see on the national. And it's so weird because Saturday, when you came in on Memory Lane, we were so focused on like real issues. It was a serious conversation, the education, jobs, and all the stuff. And I'm like, oh man, she left, and I didn't even wish her good luck on making the pick for the Bills.
If you saw the practice round, you'd be like, oh Lord.
It's all right. It's all good.
My cousin's like, you have an alter ego, because you was like, once the camera went out, you was like, all right, I got it.
That's right. So, I tell you, it's always good to see you. Love to see you in good times, and appreciate all the work that you're doing for the city of Rochester.
Appreciate you guys always. Thank you to Dre and WDKX for all your support of our city and our families here.
Always going to be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
103.9 WDKX. Good morning. Thank you.